Studio 360.
This week on Studio 360, we are talking about bleak visions of the future, and sometimes bleakness has got a good beat. Some will pull the gun because they want to be stars, snatching up your life into the blink of an eye. And if you see your clone on the street walking by, keep it running from your life because only one will survive. Boys in the streets and it's an hour for an hour. Janelle Monáe does not have a standard, typical biography at all. According to her, she was born in the year 2719, then cloned as an android named Cindy Mayweather, and then traveled 700 years back to our time. Her music makes a pretty good case for that story. Today, you might well recognize her as the singing, dancing face of CoverGirl makeup and Pepsi and all of her various hit records. But back in 2010, before she was anything like a household name, Janelle Monáe was part of a live event we did at WNYC's Green Space in New York City. That night, she started with a song off her album Metropolis, The Chase Suite.
Sincerely, Jane. Left the city, my mama, she said, don't come back home. These kids weren't killing each other, they lost their mind, they go. They quit in school making babies and getting belly reads. I'm gone off to that war, Lord have mercy on them. 1, 2, 3, 4, your cousin is round here selling dope. What a daddy, your uncle is walking around strung out. Babies with babies and they tears keep burning while the dreams go down the drain now.
The dreams go down the drain now.
Are we really living or just walking dead now?
Are we walking dead now?
Or dreaming of a home run in the wings of angels? The way we live, the way we die. What a tragedy. Sunday clothes.
Yeah.
I'm spending money on spinners, but I won't pay college loans.
Yeah.
And all you gangers and bangers rolling dice and taking lives in its smoky dark. Lord have mercy on you. Teacher, teacher, please reach those girls in new videos. Little girls just broken, queens confused and think they're so.
Danger, there's danger.
When you take
ooh.
for you to go home, my dear. We want your heart. We want your mind. And I want your souls. One, two, three.
That was the fabulous Janelle Monáe performing Sincerely Jane off her record Metropolis, the Chase Suite, and providing us with more choreography than radio can handle,
frankly.
Welcome.
I'm like, this is a radio show, but I still have to try and give it my all. These lovely people.
Indeed, as the audience knows. So, briefly, tell me the story behind that song, behind Metropolis, this record.
So Sincerely Jane was written, in a very present state, in year 2007, and it was a letter from my mother, and she was basically warning me of all the things that were going on in Kansas, and it was just her plea to tell me to stay where I was and run to the future, because my present was not a safe place for us to be.
Uh-huh.
So those lyrics are very near and dear to me, and it's kind of like a warning sign.
And Metropolis as an idea. I mean, there's the famous Fritz Lang movie Metropolis. Is it the same kind of, is it inspired by the same sort of hideous vision of the future?
You know, Metropolis, Fritz Lang's Metropolis, was very inspiring to me. My writing partner, Chuck Lightning, and creative director at the Wonderland Art Society, introduced me to the German Expressionist 1927 black and white film. And although it didn't have any words, it really spoke to my heart, you know, because even though it was written in 1927, I still feel like it mirrors the constant struggle between the haves and the have-nots that are going on in the present. And so I thought it was such a touching tale, you know, just to have this lady who was the one, and she was trying to free all the people in the underground. And yeah, I thought there were so many strong parallels. And of course, my mind, I have a very imaginative mind, and I just went even further with it. But Metropolis is here. It's universal.
Well, and you have this character who appears in on your record and in your performance called Cindy Mayweather. Who is Cindy Mayweather?
Cindy Mayweather is an android, Alpha Platinum 9000. She's one of her kind. And Cindy Mayweather is the Arc Android. Which was a mythical figure that went around in Metropolis for centuries. And it was always said that if the Archandroid came back, that the androids would be free, free from all the bondage that the humans and the Cypocalypse put on them and the aliens, and they would be treated with respect and dignity. And she realizes her powers, her superpowers, and she embraces what makes her unique. And she's the one, sort of like Neo, in the Matrix, but the one, you know, that can change the android community forever and lead them to the promised land. Ba-ba-ba-ya.
You say this with conviction, as though you're telling me facts from the future.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is real truth. Janelle Monáe actually in 2719 worked in a superhero surplus store, and she was thrown back into 2007. But before they threw her back, the Snatchers cloned her body, and Cindy Mayweather has her DNA.
Let me write that down just to keep that straight. But we would love, in any case, to hear another song.
Okay, cool.
What will it be?
This tune will be called Come Alive.
Excellent. Janelle Monáe.
Hit it, Mitch. Tell me.
Tummies are crazy, so back in my mind. Tummies as the children, the cloud in my head. When everything is wrong, I dance inside my mind. That's when I come alive. Like a sweet soul running wild, that's when I come alive. Looking at your window and keeping you up. And if you come and find me, I'll color you red. We're dancing in the dungeon every Monday night. That's when we come alive. Like a schizo running wild is when we come alive. Now let's go wild.
Janelle Monáe's latest album is called The Electric Lady. And now she's also an actor in the cinema. You can catch her in the upcoming movies Moonlight and Hidden Figures. You can also see a video of her frankly amazing performance at Studio360.org.